Hey guys, welcome back. This is Chloe and welcome to my, you know, corner. So today I've been following this whole case with Tasha K and Cardi B, you know, the YouTuber who decided that she was going to slander Cardi B and basically she was going to make up a whole bunch of lies about her, and she knew that they were lies, and now she has to pay the, you know, the price, you know, and she literally wrote a check that her ass cannot cash. So, they have the verdict out, and, you know, of course, Tasha K has lost, everybody knows now, she has lost this case, and now she has to pay about $3 million? Around like $3 million or so, $3.5 million or so, she has to pay this back. So it says here that Tasha K was found liable for defamation, invasion of privacy, how ironic it would be, Cardi B, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. So, in addition to the $1.25 million, Tasha K will likely owe Cardi B additional money in punitive damages. $1 million was for pain and suffering, and the remaining, $250,000 was for medical expenses. So, this lady has to pay all this back for a lie. And it's so sad because this whole case could have been avoided if she would have just issued an apology, if she would have just backed off, if she would have just said, you know what, this is it for me, I'm not going to get anywhere doing this, you know. But no, she had to drag her whole family into this situation. And what really sucks about it is, because I looked up Tasha K's net worth, her net worth is about $1.25 million. The shit that you have to pay is more than your fucking net worth, lady. Like, you literally wrote a check your ass cannot cash. And what sucks even more about it is because I don't feel bad for Tasha K, because of how she, you know, the person that she is and how she acts. I feel bad for her kids. I feel bad for the babies. Her daughter is 15 and she's an honor student, apparently. And now this little girl has to, maybe she may have to just, her only chance of going to college or a decent college is by getting a damn scholarship, instead of her already having set what she was going to do with her life. Now she got to change up her shit because her mom can't get her stuff together. And that's really sad, you know. It is just really sad. You know, it's just really sad. It is, honestly. So now, because of this case, it has taken away from her daughter and her son's, you know, their possible college funds. And, you know, to top it off, of course, everybody knew that she was going to lose subscribers. She was going to lose viewership. We already knew this. I mean, of course, it comes with it. It comes with what happened. But it just really sucks because now the thing that you make money off of, and I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I hope she would have invested in other things and not just put all her eggs in YouTube, because you never know when the hell that's going to end. So I really pray that, you know, she has other things going for herself. But if her net worth is $1.25 million, girl, that's everything. That's everything. Whatever you do outside of fucking YouTube, girl, that shit's everything. It's everything. And that really sucks. But all because you couldn't own up to something that you actually did. Accountability is so goddamn important. Accountability, knowing how to check your own ego and your own self, that shit is so important. I'm telling you, when you walk around thinking that your shit don't stink, I'm telling you, it just doesn't work out. It never works out good. It never works out good. And I feel bad that her kids are gonna have to deal with this. And man, I can't imagine the strain that is putting on her marriage type shit. Like, you know, I can't imagine it. Like, hey, maybe her husband will stay with her, but I'm gonna keep it hot with you. I don't feel like that marriage is gonna fucking last after this. Hell, you taking not only all of your net worth, hell, you taking all of his damn net worth. Hell, I don't even know who the hell this man is. Hell, what's his name? You know? So I feel really bad, and I hope that maybe one day she takes accountability for this, but she's gonna have to lose. She's taking a major L. Like, she is losing subscribers. She is losing sponsorships. Like, her bread and butter, people are removing her from the table, honey. You cannot sit with us. And what makes it even worse and even just so cringeworthy is the fact that when she does, when she did return and she finally made a statement and, you know, got back on her YouTube channel and decided that she was going to speak on the situation and didn't still did not own up to Jack, to just squat, didn't own up to anything that has happened, her major and complete role in this whole situation. She just didn't do it. She didn't do anything. She really got on there and kind of talked about how it's not the end and we're gonna keep going and she wants to take it to the Supreme Court. And girl, nobody wants to talk about this no more. Girl, you got your ass beat in court. You got whooped. You got your ass handed to you. Go ahead and take that L and pay what you need to do, because you really got to put your money where your mouth is, because you just did the most. I'm telling you. And I'm reading comments right now, and it says she's down to, and shrink is sinking. She is down to, she's less than 1 million subscribers now, and it's sinking. Oh, I'm telling you. And it's cool. Yeah, we all do have the right to our own opinions. We have our own right to our own opinions and things like that. And that's fine. But when you blatantly lie and you blatantly put that lie out there, be prepared for the consequences that come with it. And the consequence that you took, your whole family has to suffer the consequences of your actions. And that sucks. Like, it's not just about you. Like, you dragged your family into this. You dragged your husband. You dragged your kids into this. Their financial security, their financial freedom, you dragged that into this. You know, you caused this whole thing. Her ego really does know no bounds. Like, it is so sad to, like, really watch somebody just implode, pretty much. Like, that's basically what's happening. She is imploding. All her goddamn actions led up to this, and you have to be really careful, even when it comes to yourself. I feel like getting to know yourself, I feel like healing, I feel like really taking accountability for your actions. It's real out here. It's real out here. Like, it would be nice if she did learn from her mistakes, but as of right now, it doesn't seem like she is going to really learn right now. And that's unfortunate. I hope this is one of those things that she comes back from and she grows from it and she never does it again. And, you know, we get back to real journalism, reporting real stories, really digging into some real serious issues and not just talking about celebrities having goddamn herpes. Like, who cares? Who cares about that? But it's not looking good, you guys. It's not really looking too good for her. She is just falling. That fall has got to goddamn hurt. It's gotta hurt. And you still want to continue to bring it to a higher court. Why? So you could, I guess she figured, shit, she paid all this money, she gotta pay all that damn money. Hell, she might as well keep it going. But this is just not the way to go. Anyways, you guys, I have kept you long enough. I am actually currently at work. I just felt the need to speak on this because I'm just like, girl, you fucked up. You fucked up. You fucked up and you fucked up good. I mean, I never wish bad on anybody. I hope that she learns from it. I hope that she grows from it. I hope that she turns the situation into a triumphant story. She got to lose the ego to do that, though. So, anyways, You guys, let me get back to work. And you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. This has been Chloe. And thank you for being in my corner.